The past 12 months were filled with drama, inspiration, outrage, and quite a few eye-openers. From the Ebola epidemic to the Scottish referendum, Radio Sputnik picked 10 major political and social trends that will make 2014 go down in history. Get the latest in Sputnik's new special project, 2014, The Bottom Line.
In 2014, all eyes were on the Middle East as the region battled through one of its bloodiest summers. And we're not only talking about the atrocities committed by ISIL in Iraq and the ongoing civil war in Syria. Another hotbed of tension has emerged when the ongoing tensions between Israel and Palestine escalated once again. In June, three Israeli teenagers went missing in Jewish settlements in the West Bank. They were later found dead in a pit near the town of Halhul, north of Hebron. Israel laid blame for the killings on two members of Hamas. The Palestinian political organization that de facto rules the Gaza Strip initially denied any connection to the abductions. However, in August, Saleh al-Aruri, a Hamas official in Turkey, claimed that organization's armed wing, the Qassam Brigades, has imprisoned the Israeli teenagers. Hamas leader Khaled Mishal later admitted that members may have been behind the killings, but said that they were not acting on the orders of the group's political leadership. Despite that, in July, Israel launched Operation Protective Edge, aimed at destroying the military infrastructure of Hamas in Gaza. According to UN estimates, 7 weeks of airstrikes claimed the lives of 2,100 Palestinians, with the majority of them being civilians, including hundreds of women and children. The Israeli side lost 66 soldiers and 5 civilians. Such difference in the number of fatalities comes from the fact that most rockets fired from Gaza were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Hamas is also known for using civilians as shields by placing their missile launching sites near schools, hospitals, and residence buildings. Despite the multiple efforts of the international community to resolve the conflict by diplomatic means, an open-ended truce was reached only in late August. However, it didn't bring much relief because de facto the blockade of the Strip continues, says Omar Shaban, the director of PALTHINK for Strategic Studies, Palestinian leading think tank.
The main problem is the occupation and the siege that was imposed in Gaza. Hamas gets stronger under the siege, while the majority of the Palestinians in Gaza were punished as a sort of collective punished by the siege. People in Gaza need to live, need to work, need to have access to outside. So the military solution is not the solution. Whatever power each side has, we should look for the political solution.
But political solutions that the Israeli government came up with shortly after its offensive on Gaza made experts doubt the conflict could be resolved anytime soon. In September, Israeli Defense Ministry announced its plans to build a smart fence around the Gaza Strip. Jerusalem also made the decision to seize 990 acres of Palestinian land near Gvaot to build new settlements. Later in November, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the country's finance ministry to allocate $18 million to build 300 housing units in the disputed West Bank settlement of Beit El. All these steps in no way contribute to the stabilization of the situation in the region, says Dr. Alon Beit Mir, professor and senior fellow at New York's University Center for Global Affairs and senior fellow at the World Policy Institute.
Netanyahu and his right-wing, by and large, government, you know, supported by various two other very, very right-of-center political parties, basically resistant and objected to making any significant concessions, specifically on the issue of territorial, you know, to establish borders, insisting, for example, that Israel national security, depending on how secure the borders.
In addition to the territorial issues, religious ones emerged. Late October, following an attack on the right-wing activist Yehuda Glick allegedly carried out by a Palestinian, Israeli authorities closed access to Muslim worshippers to the Temple Mount in the Old City of Jerusalem and Al-Aqsa Mosque compound located there. Previously based on the status quo laws on Temple Mount, Muslims maintain autonomy of the complex while allowing Jews to visit on certain occasions. In response to the entrance ban to what is considered to be Islam's third holiest site, after Mecca and Medina, a Jewish synagogue was attacked by two Palestinian men. The escalation of the situation continued, with Prime Minister Netanyahu calling for adoption of a bill formalizing Israel's status as the Jewish state. The new legislation has been labeled by Palestinians as excessive and undemocratic, undermining the rights of ethnic minorities. But in 2014, Israeli authorities seemed determined to go all the way, even despite concerns voiced by their long-standing allies.